Can you understand me? Ah, good. The translator is finally functioning. Hello, human. It's so wonderful to finally see you awake. It's all right. There's no need to panic. Oh, but of course, you must be so frightened, little human. Waking up in a strange new environment, lying down naked on a table, and a tall, exotic being looming over you. There you go, and it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. But, oh, how cute. Your cheeks are getting all red. What is it that caused that, human? Finally drinking in my ample curves, or perhaps it was my illustrious blue skin and shiny violet hair that finally caught your fancy. Disk. How rude. I'm afraid you're the alien around here. You are a foreign creature aboard my research vessel. But I suppose you're owed an explanation. My name is Kira. I am a Silvarian. We are bipedal mammals, much like yourself, sent to conduct research on fledgling species such as yours. And my goodness, what a species you all are. Your kind is the stuff of a Silvarian's wildest fantasies, human. An entire planet full of cute young studs and vixens just waiting to rut with gorgeous beings from space. And you are the most beautiful specimen I've come across yet. Oh, soft and smooth hair that tickles my fingers every time I run them through the beautiful, delicate strands. Eyes as intricate and as beautiful as a mural, with irises so deep and alluring. Soft, pillowy lips. Lips which quiver so adorably whenever you're shy. Don't be afraid, my dear little human. I told you, you are safe here. I would never dream of harming my mate. Oh? What an exquisite look of shock you have. That's right, human. My mate. Oh, what's wrong? Don't you want this? I've seen much of your kind's media during my research, human, and those that are, sci-fi? There's a beautiful alien in nearly every single one. Admit it, human. Your species dreams of fucking sexy aliens like me. You want this. I know you do. Let me lay down on your darling little frame, human. Oh, come on now. Don't try to scoot away. I said, don't try to resist me, human. You're going to be my mate, and that's final. There we go. Wasn't too hard, was it? My body pressed up against yours. Feels good, doesn't it? Let me put my arms around you and pull you deep into my embrace. What's wrong, human? Are you not comfortable with close encounters? Oh, how prudish of you. Are you telling me you don't enjoy the feelings of my fingers kneading and massaging your supple skin? Are you telling me that you dislike it when I run my hands through this adorable patch of hair atop your head? Does my warm breath tickling your ears and washing over your cute little cheeks not cause your mind to simply glaze over with bliss? It doesn't. Oh, but my little human, the erection rubbing against my thigh says otherwise. I'm afraid denial will not get you anywhere, human. Kiss me. I said, kiss me, my mate. Don't turn your face away. I said, kiss me. Nice, yes. Yeah. Don't resist, human. I feel my tongue wrap around yours. Taste my saliva. I said, taste it. Good boy. Now, wrap your arms around me. That's right. Well, feeling warm? I know you can tell something's different. I can feel your heart rate increase every second. Your senses are getting overstimulated. Such a cute face, eyes glazed over, mouth ever so slightly agape. You're finally mine, you adorable little minx. You're not even attempting to resist. What's wrong, honey? Can't find the willpower? You want to know why? That's because the moment our lips touched, you were mine. You see, Silverian society is matriarchal. We keep our males nice and submissive with the chemicals that naturally form in our saliva. So, you see, you are under my control now, human. You can't hurt me. You don't want to hurt me. You love me, and I love you, my precious little human. Now, say I love you. Oh, such a good boy. You have no idea how long I've been waiting to have you all to myself. Now, lay back on the table and spread your legs for me. Such an obedient mate. Oh, and this cock is so hard for me. What a cute little thing. Oh, and such precious little whimpers you're making. Shh, 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 shh. Don't worry, little human. Your beautiful Silverian mate is here for you. Good boy. Very, very good boy. So cute and submissive and needy. Oh, look at you. I've had my eye on you for so long. Your kind and quiet demeanor. Your shy disposition. The markings of a perfect mate. A perfect boy for me to play with. I have spent so long looking for someone like you. Oh, and you can't even begin to imagine how hard it is to conduct recon on a planet full of exotic and fuckable aliens. I could barely keep myself contained. I had to get myself off for hours every time I returned to my ship. Until one night, I saw you. Returning home, looking all shy and nervous, walking in the dark, you were the most stunning creature I have ever laid my eyes on. And you know what I did? I followed you home with my invisibility cloak activated. I wanted to make sure nothing happened to you. You see, you were just too beautiful of a specimen to lose, and oh, see more of you, I did. Once you got home, I decided you were safe and was about to leave, but I got curious. I climbed up a tree and observed you through the window. I watched you turn on your shower and enter it, and you know what you did next? You began to pleasure yourself. It was too much. I couldn't help it. Your eyes were closed, mouth agape in ecstasy as you masturbated like you were in heat. I began to stroke myself right then and there, and I spurted hot, thick ropes of cum like a geyser to you jerking off in the shower like a needy little slut. And I knew on that day I had to make you mine. So I began to follow you, observing your patterns, looking for openings. I even cuddled with your sleeping body once or twice just to see what it would feel like. You were so warm, and you feel even warmer now, my mate. Oh, what is it, sweetie? Are you frightened? No, no, wait, don't try to struggle. Listen to the urges, human. You're not afraid of me. You want to stay with me. Good boy, I'm not going to hurt you. I love you. You still look a bit confused, darling. What is it? Oh, I see. Yeah, you heard me right. I stroked myself. Did you really think our species' anatomy would be the exact same? That's right, human. I have a thick blue cock, and it is hard as diamonds for you, baby. It's been hard as diamonds ever since I laid eyes on you. Do you want to see it? Oh. How about now? Good boy. Get on your knees in front of me. On the floor. There we go. Here it is. My adorable mate. Ooh, yes. Stare at it, human. Stare at the huge, meaty rod that's about to enter your sweet little human boy pussy. Here, let me just... it feels good, doesn't it? Having my big, hard girl cock slapping against your cheeks. It feels good, doesn't it? Although, I have to say, it looks remarkably similar to yours. Except, it's blue and much larger. So, do you want to taste it? Do you want to kiss my dick, human? Oh, so eager now. Good. Embrace the feeling, the need. Feel the warmth spread through your entire body. Oh, feels good, doesn't it? Oh, good boy. Now, pucker up those lips and gently kiss the tip of my big, fat cock. Good boy. Kiss my cock. Use your tongue as well. Lick it all over. What a wonderful tongue you humans have. It's feels so good when you flick it around the head. Yeah. Worship this cock, slut. Worship my huge alien cock. Yeah. I love it when you run your lips up and down my shaft. Those soft, lovely lips. Oh. You want to have my cock in your mouth now? Oh, you're getting really into it, aren't you? That's a good human whore, begging to suck off his Silverian mate. Beg me more, filthy boy. Beg me to fuck your throat like a pussy. Good boy. Now, open wide, and... Oh, oh, fuck. Oh my gosh, that feels so fucking good. Oh, good boy. Keep that mouth wide. Keep your throat relaxed. Oh, it's so big it barely fits in your little mouth. Oh, no, don't worry. I won't thrust yet. I'm gonna let you get used to having a big Silverian cock in your mouth. Oh, tastes good, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, just lick around the shaft. Just like that. Oh my god. It feels so good, baby. That feels so good. Alright, now, I'm just gonna grab your head with my hands and just start slowly bobbing up and down, human. Yeah, just make sure to keep your cheeks nice and tight for me. Oh, good boy. Suck my big blue girl cock. Fuck. Feel my fingers running through your hair. That means you're doing good. That means you're being a very good boy for me. Oh, yes, yes, good boy. Suck me off harder. Oh, such a good, slutty human boy. Oh. Oh, you pleasure me so well, my mate. I love it when you please my cock with your mouth. But you know what I really want you to do? I want you to take my fat, juicy blue cock down your velvety human throat. Oh, yeah. Open your mouth. And just let me fuck your throat. Oh, you're trying to gag, but my alien dick is just too big, isn't it, baby? You can breathe through your nose, pet. There you go. There you go. Take my blue cock in your throat like a pretty little whore. Oh, feel my heavy ball slapping against your chin with every thrust. It feels good being used like this, doesn't it? Being used like a fuck toy for me. I'm gonna ram my cock down your throat and hold it there. And I want you to gag on it like a dutiful little slut. Can you do that, sweetie? Can you do that? Oh, good boy. Good boy. Your throat feels so good around my cock. That's it. Breathe. Breathe, my little good boy. Breathe through your nose. Oh. You look so beautiful when your eyes are welling up, my darling. Okay, that was sufficient. I'm gonna take it out now, okay? Relax into my arms now, baby. Sputter all you need. Deep breaths, deep breaths. There you go, there you go. Good boy. You did so well. And remember, my member is coated with your spit, darling. You know what that means? Oh yeah, that means it's all lubed up and ready to slide into the closest hole it can find. Do you know where that hole is? Take a guess. Oh, that's right, human. You want me to stuff my cock deep in your tight little ass, don't you, human? Oh, look at you nodding your head up and down like a good boy. Oh, hop up on the table. I said, up on the table. Get on your hands and knees. Oh, look at that ass. Fuck. I love the way it jiggles when I spank it. Such a juicy pair of cheeks. Do you feel my lips pressing against them, worshipping this fat fucking ass of yours? You like it when I kiss your ass, don't you, my dear little boy? Can you feel me spread those cheeks wide? Oh, fuck, what a view. I bet Earth girls would never grope your cute little butt like this, would they? Oh. Now, let me work some of that spit in there. And my finger is just barely outside of your greedy little hole, sweetheart. So close to slipping in. But my finger isn't what's gonna be fucking your ass, my slutty little mate. I'm gonna fucking ruin your needy little hole with my huge alien girl cock. Oh, feel me probe at your entrance, your fleshy ring slowly expanding with each prod and poke. Oh, I know it's a lot, but you can take it, right? I know you can be a good boy for me. Would some kisses make it easier? Yeah? All right, human. Let me kiss you as I slide in. Turn your head for me. Okay. I'm gonna put it in now, okay? Oh, fuck. You're even tighter than I thought you'd be. Fuck, it feels so good. Oh. I can feel your walls squeezing me. Oh, fuck, what a good boy. A perfect fucking cock sleeve for me. It feels good having my alien dick sliding in and out of that tight little hole, doesn't it, human? Are you moving your hips on your own? Are you matching my thrusts? Good boy. Very good boy. You've given in to me completely, haven't you? Oh, good boy. I'm so very proud of you, my mate. Yeah, that's it. Bounce back on my thick fucking girl cock. Would you like a reward for being so obedient, huh? How about some more kisses? Oh, look at you nodding so rapidly. So eager. My good little eager submissive little slut. Oh, so enthusiastic. Give me your face. Give me your face. Yeah. Can you feel my tits push into your back while my dick keeps your boy cunt nice and full? Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, baby. Give me all those slutty little moans. Oh, that's right, my mate. You've been such a good little boy. I think I should give you another reward. I'm just gonna keep one of my hands on your delicious hips while the other snakes its way towards your little human cock. Oh, that feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, my soft, gentle fingers stroking you up and down while I pump my fat fucking girl cock in and out of your tight little boy pussy. Oh, feel them delicately slide up and down your length, twisting around your shaft and teasing your tip with my finger. Oh, those noises you're making are absolutely incredible, human. Oh, they're making me want to fuck you even harder. Come on, human. Tell me how much of a slut you are. Say you're my filthy fucking whore. Oh, that's right, baby. You're my slutty fucking human whore. Now, say, I love taking blue cock in my tight little ass. Fuck yeah. That's what I like to hear. Good boy. That was so fucking hot. Fuck. Fuck. I'm getting close, human. Feel my cock throbbing inside of you? You're practically bursting, aren't you? Are you close, human? Do you want to spurt all over this table as they come deep into your asshole? Are you going to make a big sticky mess for me? Oh, okay. I want you to say one more last thing for me, baby, and then you can come, okay? Tell me that you're a slut for Silverian cock. Oh, you're actually saying it. Oh, what a good boy. Yeah. Come for me, slut. Come. Come for me as I fill up your ass with my big, hot alien load. Oh, fuck. Good boy. Good boy. That's my good, slutty little boy. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't get up yet, please. Just let me stay inside of you, human. Let me just stay inside of you for a little bit, okay? Oh, just relax and feel my body press up against yours. You did so well, my mate. You did so, so well. That was like nothing I've ever experienced before. You humans are something else. Oh, did you just ask me when you can go back home? Oh, sweetie. Oh, no. It's okay. You don't want to go back home. You don't want to go back, do you? Please, darling, don't cry. I'm right here. I'm right here. That's it. Just melt into my arms. I love you, darling. I'm the one. I'm the only one you'll ever need. Feeling better? Good. Well, that was close. You humans have excellent metabolism. I don't think many other species could have resisted Silverian saliva for so long. I must make a note of that for when the rest arrive. Huh? Why, my mate? What else could I mean? It would have been a crime to not have informed the whole galaxy of your species, honey. You're all simply too desirable. Oh. You see, I sent a message to the Galactic Council some time ago. It contained pictures of your species and a few select choices of media and all of my current data on your planet. You see, they've sent an expeditionary fleet to Earth. Don't you see now, my mate? This is perfect. And now, all humans will have Silverian mates to bond with. Oh, beautiful alien women and handsome alien men taking you all under our wing, showing you the wonders of our galaxy, taking care of all of your needs, and most importantly, fucking you all senseless. Isn't that amazing, my love? It'll be just like your sci-fi. Your species' dreams are finally coming true. I knew you'd love it. I can't wait to show you all that space has to offer. But you see, it'll probably be a while before the fleet arrives. Let's just lie here, darling. I want to hold you. I want to feel you. My warm human. My lovely mate. You can fall asleep if you want to. I'll be right here, holding you close to me. And when you wake up, we are going to begin our new life together, forever, as one human and Silvarian. I love you too, sweetheart. Rest well.